Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a top Republican consultant, Ray Haga, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Our guest is Greg Ferraro.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Marlene Lockhart, Dick Gamek, and James Smack. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. But instead of just keeping up, Envy Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Greg Ferraro. He is principal with the Ferraro Group, a longtime political consultant on the conservative side, and a PR maven these days. Pleasure to have you back in the program, sir.
Oh, thanks, Sam. It's nice to be back.
You know, it's an interesting time, and it has been over the last several years in Nevada politics on the Republican side, because you have what one might term as moderate Republicans, and then you have folks who used to be called libertarians but are now part of the Republican Party. As you work to plan campaigns and give advice to your clients, how do you separate those two? Because it seems like there's been a brand new organization formed in the state over the last few years that is separate from the Republican Party, but has been very effective, for example, in getting Governor Sandoval elected.
Right. Well, I think the first thing you've got to advise anybody that's interested in politics is you've got to be yourself. And you've got to be true to yourself. And where you find yourself on the political spectrum is where you land. And I think orthodoxy and dogma that's handed down from Washington sometimes fits and sometimes it doesn't. You know, the Republican Party nationally, there's no question, is undergoing a search for its soul. You know, we've got Ted Cruz on one side and Colin Powell on the other. Inside the same party, and so there's a struggle. I think always, however, good Republicans will find a way to coalesce around problem solvers, and I think that's what's happened in our state, and it's probably happened in other states too. When there's an absence of a national organization, you know, in its place, people emerge that get people together and solve problems and tackle issues together with a message of unification and not separation, and I think that's what's happened here in Nevada.
But do you have a problem with the primary situation, which is where you've got to go as far to the right as possible Otherwise, you're not going to get elected.
In the national primary
system? No, even here in the state.
Well, I think that's undergoing some serious review, particularly at the national level. If we're going to have 36 candidate debates where they tear each other up a year before the election, I don't think that helps anybody. And that, well, ultimately, I think Republicans do want to win the prize in November. So I think there's a review, there's a better understanding now that litmus tests are not the way to win in November.
But you were talking about candidates tearing each other up a year before the election. That reminds me of Nevada's lieutenant governor race, which, you know, is very important, because if Brian Sandoval does indeed get elected and chooses to run for a state senate or U.S. Senate in 2016, the lieutenant governor would become the governor. And you have lieutenant governor candidate Sue Loudon has more than $500,000 in campaign debt left over from her 2010 failed U.S. Senate race. And if this drags on, how does this big debt play as we move forward to the GOP primary against Mark Hutchison in June?
Well, you know, Sue's been around, so she knows how to she knows how to run a campaign, and she knows what she's got to do. I would think, and I think I've seen recently that she's begun to retire some of that debt. It's an issue for her, and I'm sure she thinks about that and what to do about it every day of her campaign.
Is it a make or break issue, do you think, if she carries this large amount of debt into the primary?
Well, I don't know whether it's make or break. I think it's an issue that she needs to address, and she's addressing it now. I think the bigger issue in that primary is who is viewed as potentially the next governor. I mean, I think that's the frame in which many people will begin to look at that race. It's January. They're not looking at it that closely today. We, the insiders and the junkies, we're looking at it, but generally the public hasn't really focused on that race or many other races. But when they do, I think they're going to look through the prism of which of these candidates is best suited to be the next governor of the state.
When Billy Vassiliadis was on the program late last year, he was saying that he didn't think that Governor Sandoval was going to take on Senator Reid. Your take on that?
I have no idea. I can tell you honestly, Sam, I don't think he thinks about it that much. I don't think he speculates in his mind. I think he's got a job to do. He's running for re-election, and that's where he's focused.
Well, let's look at it the other way. Senator Reid is 74. He recently suffered from exhaustion after a trip to Reno. Do you think he'll really run in 2016? This is 2 years from now. He'll be 76.
He says he is.
And I know, but he has to say that.
Well, I think he says he is, and I've learned a long time ago not to underestimate Harry Reid.
And I would also like to point out that Senator Reid was spending half the night up in the Senate trying to get the bill done, and, you know, I mean, at that age, I don't think you should be spending that many nights up all night. I don't think it was just the Reno trip that...
Look, we got to get through 2014. It's January of 2014, and here we are speculating about 2016. I mean, it's a parlor
game. Isn't that our job?
It has really no basis. I wouldn't say you get really focused on some of the stuff nationally until after the elections this year, and I wouldn't get too focused on a lot of the elections this year until, you know, Labor Day barbecues.
Okay, well, we're going to accept what you said, and then we're going to go the opposite direction when we come back. More with Greg Ferraro right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. the Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Greg Ferraro, principal with the Ferraro Group. I'm laughing because in the commercial break, you can't get these guys to quit talking. I want to throw out a topic to you here. You along with Pete Earnott, were the two people that wanted to get Brian Sandoval into the governor's race and help guide that campaign. And I think that at this point in time, that he is probably one of the most successful governors in so many areas. I mean, we just got the drone program. He's went to Israel and put together, great deals and companies already coming here. Put projects together in Nevada, went to Mexico to boost Mexican tourism. I mean, he has lots of things that he can talk about that are very, very positive. And yet, no newspaper board interviews, no interviews on Nevada Newsmakers, no interviews on Ralston, no interviews on any of the other shows in the state of where we can sit down for 15, 20 minutes, as we're doing with you, and talk about it. He's the first governor I've known that has gone missing in terms of communicating to the public through programs like this. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't do press conferences, but you know that's a whole lot different. Why does he not choose? And it's not because we don't invite. And he doesn't have to come on this program. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying I wouldn't have a problem reading an article that he was at the Reno Gazette Journal editorial board just to get his thoughts on what we're looking at here.
Well, let me agree with the first part of your assertion. I mean, Brian Sandoval has built a tremendous record.
And if there were any time to come on, I mean, don't come on when you're in the middle of big trouble, but the economy's still
better. This guy has the most complete set of natural political assets I've seen in a long time.
And you can't get him off message, and you know that.
And he's there's no depth to his commitment to try to get this state back on its feet and get this recovery in full swing. I think Brian Sandoval is one of the more accessible governors in our state. He's out on the road all of the time.
I know he is, but not to the media and not to the public in general, to where we can sit down and talk about where we are. We've coming out of the recession. Like I say, things are going so well. This is a perfect time for him to be out in public. Is there some other reason why he
no,
did not do
I
that?
Think
I mean,
the
Kenny,
fact that he's...
Kenny Gwynn would come on this program as often as we would invite him. He would do 30 minutes on the program and 45 minutes in the hallway. Jim Gibbons came on the program on a regular basis. I mean...
You know what I'm going to do, Sam? I'm going to encourage him to come on to your show.
I would love that.
I think then that we can get a different line of questioning going after he gets here. Because I think you look at the campaign really is getting started for that race this year. And he's, as you saw, raised yesterday. I think he's raised $4.5 million. He's got $3 million cash on hand. I mean, I think he's ready for the campaign. He takes it seriously, although there may not be a candidate that we know of today on the other side. Pardon me. He's getting out into the communities. He's traveling the state. He's working hard to make sure that people feel connected to this recovery.
You know, I agree with you on that.
By the way, thank you. I would appreciate
it. I'm not sure it'll happen, but I'll put my word in.
But I agree that Sandoval is here. He's there. He's everywhere. But he's so careful with the media. And here's my point. It was Veterans Day or military holiday in September, as I recall. I drove out to Fallon because he was going to be there, and I asked, hey, could I get an interview with the governor, and said, sure. So afterwards, I got an interview with the governor, and I started to ask the questions, and my interview with the governor lasted 1 minute and 48 seconds. Now, come on, man, 1 minute and 48 seconds.
Maybe he gets a lot of the work done in a minute and a half.
Well, I guess, but that's what I think, to Sam's point, is that he's so careful with the media that he, you know, he hasn't been to the Reno Gazette Journal editorial board since not this summer, since last summer. You know, and I just think that...
Well, that's news to me, but in any event, I mean, I think this governor is accessible, and I think this governor's working 24 hours a day to get the issues that confront the state
and
get them solved and get them fixed.
And that's the irony, because everything that I hear is that he burns out staff members because he's working so hard and pushing them to work so hard, and they have to resign to be able to take a break. So it's not like he's not doing all this stuff. So it's just kind of, let's move on to another topic. But
okay,
anyway.
Let me ask you this. Okay, Brian Sandoval has already raised $3 million since July, according to his campaign finance report, and I'm thinking, he doesn't have a candidate, and there's not a Democrat on the horizon that is going to challenge him. So all this money that he's raising, is it going to go to other Republican races, say like perhaps Adam Laxalt in the Attorney General's
race? You know, I don't know. I think it's too early to know. Filing for political office in Nevada, as you know, Ray, doesn't close until March 14th.
Right.
At that point in time, we could start to have a discussion about what might happen. Until that point, there are a number of Democrat, good Democrat candidates, I think, that are looking at the race.
Tick Sagerblum.
And so I think as they look at the race, the governor has to continue to raise money. And remember, in this state, a state our size, raising money is like raising votes, and people invest in the direction that they want to support. And that's what's happening here.
But it also is a very strong message, as we saw in the first Gwynn campaign. When you have a large war chest, it makes people who might think
I remember
that
one just, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, sir.
I think Brian Sandoval, people are responding to him. People like the message. People like the direction. And they want to see it continued.
And we are out of time, but please come back soon, okay? Great. Much more to discuss. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Get on that BlackBerry for me, will you? We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Why Marshall Realty?
Experience, results, and compassion is why we are number one. You get the most experienced team that is passionate about your results. Bottom line, we do truly care. Call me today and find out exactly why.
My grandma lets me drink wine during dinner.
My uncle and I, we do shots while watching the game.
My friend's mom makes us margaritas on the weekend.
My parents thought I was safe just because I was drinking at home.
One of every 12 teens that you encourage to drink is likely to become alcohol dependent. You don't want that responsibility. Don't share a drink with your teen or any teen until they are 21. It doesn't make you cool, it makes you responsible.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
Why short sale now?
The Tax Forgiveness Act is the biggest benefit for homeowners ever. The Fresh Start program allows homeowners to buy a home after 1 year, and I will personally guarantee you full debt release or you never short sale, period.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. James Smack is the Nevada Republican National Committeeman. And Marlene Lockhart is with Government Affairs. Pleasure to have you all here. John Ralston blogging that it looks as though the AFL-CIO is not going to join with the teachers in their petition for the margins tax. Your thoughts on that, Marlene?
Well, I'm not sure that's a total surprise. Early on, when they were trying to develop the initiative, there were some disagreements over some pieces of it. Some thought they would come back together and that labor would be able to support, but it's clear that they weren't able to mend those differences.
So what do you think this means, James?
I think the margins tax is in trouble. I think that if there's large labor groups that are not going to be supporting it, and it doesn't bring any tears to my eyes, to be honest, I'm happy to see the margins tax go down to defeat.
Dick?
Well, I never feel sad to see the unions pull apart and fight each other. That's great.
A house divided cannot stand.
Okay, but, you know, you're still going to see, to an extent, I mean, the teachers' union is not a small union, 28,000 members, which means you got 56,000 family members.
You're still going to see plenty of money in this.
Plenty of money. A couple million dollars is my understanding in cash from a teachers' union, but still a lot of footwork there.
Well, when the union vote is the strongest when the unions are together. And if the AFL-CIO is not on board with this, that's a really bad sign. This thing, this margins tax, is really stumbling out of the gate. And right now, I don't give it a good chance, but let's see. The election is a long way off, 10 months, 9 months or so.
All right.
In election terms, that's an eternity.
Adam Laxalt gets into politics and decides to run for attorney general. His chances against the Ross Miller machine?
I don't think they're real strong, but for the wrong reasons. Today's article talked about his heritage and everything. He had nothing to do with that. I mean, he was conceived and born, and he didn't have any input to that.
You mean so, I didn't get to choose my parents?
No,
what?
That's it is what it is. I'm really questioning whether or not he's qualified to become Attorney General of the state now. He's still pretty young. He doesn't have a real broad band of experience. I have talked to him. And
but you think
Ross is coming on strong. He's got a lot of background behind him, and it's going to be an uphill battle. He may pull it off, but...
You know, Adam Laxalt, he only passed the Nevada bar in 2012, and now he's running for our Nevada Attorney General in 2014.
He passed the Illinois bar a number of years ago. He's passed the bar for several years.
He's only lived in this state full time since 2011. I just think he's reaching too high for his first time out in the political world. Well, I mean, start with the Assembly, State Senate, but I think Attorney General may be unattainable.
Well, maybe he's setting himself up for a future run, but I hope Adam does very well. I think that putting the Laxalt name on a race against the Miller name in this race, that's going to be a must-see, that's going to be a must-watch race. It's going to be closer than people think. Do I think Ross Miller's got the inside track? Yes,
but
I think...
But more than 60% of the...
Okay, I'm going to throw this to Marlene, because...
I don't necessarily agree with that, but...
We all love Senator Laxalt.
Absolutely.
You know, and former Governor Laxalt. But it's been a long,
it's been
long,
very
long time. Millions of people have moved to the Silver State since then.
And when you look at the makeup of the state of Nevada today, the Laxalt name with the old-timers like most of us around this table, it means something. But to many, many folks... They do not know the history. A lot of newcomers don't even know who the state officers are right now in state government. So if that's what he's banking on, he's going to have to do a lot more than that. And to go up against the Miller machine, who has all the grassroots done, he's got the money.
And he makes commercials with the UFC.
Exactly. It's going to be a very tough race.
It's an uphill battle. I will absolutely agree with you. It's an uphill battle.
Dick, you're a district attorney. You're an attorney, obviously. Does this speak to the weakness in the Republican bench that you don't have a stronger candidate running for attorney general?
Well, I don't know if we have a stronger candidate or not. I can't speak to that. I know that he has been the one that's been brought forward. But with all the attorneys in the state, there's got to be someone that has more experience and a better background suited for this position.
I know somebody who's retiring this year, and would certainly be available if called upon to serve. So,
I think it speaks more to the R&R Partners' influence in the state, though. I really do.
And what does that mean?
Well, I think R&R Partners and Ross Miller are in bed with each other, and I think that any substantial candidate that would have the type of support from Governor Sandoval or from somebody of that nature is staying clear of this race because they don't want to upset R&R Partners.
Well, you know, speaking in defense of R&R Partners, I mean, you have Billy Vassiliadis, who is the strongest Democrat on the planet, and Pete Urnott, mm-hmm. who is the strongest Republican on the planet.
Both in bed with Ross Miller.
I don't think that's even a big issue here.
I think his comment is very interesting, that would dictate who the governor would support.
Ross has a very...
will support Laxalt, but it will be a quiet support.
Ross has a very good background in both state government and in politics. He grew up in it, for crying out loud. Let's not forget Governor Miller was also mm-hmm. there. So he's got a very good background that Adam just doesn't have in this state right now. Later on, he may be.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's late in. Let's roll for sound. Straight one, marker.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. The time flew by. It went by really quickly. That was the fastest 10 months ever.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
The instructors at Carrington College made us feel like we were able to succeed in anything we do. They were there every step of the way. We did a lot of hands-on activities. Everything we do in the field, we did almost every day in school. It was good practice.
With programs including medical assisting and registered nursing, Carrington College is the starting point for healthcare careers. To learn how, just call 855-501-0757.
1 month after my externship, I got hired at a dermatology office. I have a very exciting career. Not every day is the same. To me, having a job is something that's just temporary, and then a career is something I plan on doing for a long period of time. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just seeing that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
On our next broadcast, we'll have Sean Carey from Macau, China.
Yes, sir.